being in control. Our avoidance of change has everything to do with our experience of being out of control, of being lost. This is so central to our life experience, to our survival and thrival, or to our demise. It behooves us to pull out our magnifying glass and reveal the inner workings of this extraordinary limitation. What does it mean to be in control? When you feel in control, who is in control and of what? Have you ever paused to ponder these questions? Contemplating these mysterious and perplexing questions even more deeply, when one part of you is out of control, who is it that is in control? By the way, in these very moments, you are beginning to distinguish between the predominant presence of your ego and of your soul. You are beginning to recognize in the actual moments of your life experience who is the captain of your ship. Let's make these questions even more specific, less abstract. Take a moment to reflect on a time when you felt very in control. How would you describe what you felt? Not what was happening, rather what you felt. How did it feel to be in control? What difference did this make to your experience and to how this story unfolded in and around you? Did it feel as if you were going in the right direction? Similarly, take a moment to reflect on a time when you felt very out of control. How would you describe what you felt? Not what was happening, rather how you felt. How did it feel to be out of control? What difference did this make to your experience and to how the story unfolded in and around you? Did it feel as if you were going in the wrong direction? Describe the emotions that you felt in each scenario. Describe the sensations that you felt in each scenario. Describe the thoughts and the general quality of thoughts that you were thinking in each scenario. We will use these self-awareness signposts again later as you fully understand the intricacy of what ego is beyond your current perceptions of it, and as you begin to recognize with even greater precision the distinction between your ego and your soul. I'll posit this. When you genuinely feel in control of yourself or of anything for that matter, your ego is integrated with your soul. Like a mobile that is at rest, in homeostasis, a peaceful balance, your ego is in harmony with your soul. Like a child resting contentedly on its mother's chest, held in the cradling and beatific love of its mother's arms. Yet when we feel out of control, your ego is in the midst of misperceiving itself as being out of touch with your soul, disconnected, severed, lost. Your ego is never separate from your soul. When it is flailing, it perceives that it is, yet this is an illusion. Your ego is never separate from your soul. With free will, it has the precarious option of perceiving that it is separate. This is the root of all suffering. Out of control is the experience of your ego panicking. It is panicking because it has lost sight of your soul. Your soul never loses sight of it. May you recognize the essence in the heart of this. May you remember what is true. May you relinquish what has been illusion.